Lesson 3, pages 92 and 93. George Dawson, Life is So Good.
George Dawson lived in three centuries, the end of the 19th, all through the 20th, and the start of the 21st. He was born in 1898 in Texas, the grandson of slaves. He was the oldest of five children. His family was very poor, so George had to go to work to help his family. He started working full-time for his father when he was 4 years old. As a result, he didn't attend school. He worked at many jobs during his lifetime. He chopped wood, swept floors, helped build the railroad, and cleaned houses. For most of his adult life, he ran farm machinery at a dairy farm. In his lifetime, great technological changes occurred. Cars, television, airplanes, spaceships, and computers came into being. He saw several wars and political changes in the U.S. He outlived four wives and two of his seven children. He lived at a time when African Americans had fewer opportunities than they do today. And he lived in the South, where there was a lot of discrimination against African Americans. African Americans were segregated from others, and job possibilities were limited. By the end of his life, he saw others have the opportunities that he didn't have when he was young. He witnessed the success of many African Americans. Because he didn't know how to read or write, he signed his name with an X. Then, when he was 98 years old, Dawson started attending school. He went to adult literacy classes in Dallas County. The teacher asked him, "Do you know the alphabet?" He answered,
"No."
Over the next few years, his teacher, Carl Henry, taught Dawson to read and write. Dawson said,
"Every morning I get up and I wonder what I might learn that day."
In 1998, an elementary school teacher, Richard Globman, read an article about Dawson in the newspaper. He wanted to meet Dawson. Together, Globman and Dawson wrote a book about Dawson's life called Life is So Good. In this book, Dawson tells about what makes a person happy. Dawson had a close family and never felt lonely. He learned from his father to see the good things in life. His father told him,
"We were born to die. You didn't come here to stay, and life is something to enjoy."
He taught his children to see the richness in life. Dawson says in the book,
"We make our own way. Trouble is out there, but a person can leave it alone and just do the right thing. Then, if trouble still finds you, you've done the best you can. People worry too much. Life is good, just the way it is."
Excerpt from Dawson's book.
"My first day of school was January 4th, 1996. I was 98 years old, and I'm still going. I'm up by 5:30 to make my lunch, pack my books, and go over my schoolwork. Books was something missing from my life for so long. I learned to read my ABCs in 2 days. I was in a hurry. Now, I am a man that can read."
Lesson 3.